Now in rugby sevens is 16-year-old Mia O'Sullivan of Tamworth, and it's my pleasure to say that Mia joins me on the line now. Good morning, Mia.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, I suppose it's a big year all round for you because you're heading into year 11 at school.
Yeah, no. Big year up for me, having to knuckle down a bit at school, but yeah, trying to manage everything and still go well.
Now, the Mia O'Sullivan story, born in Tamworth?
Yes, born and raised in Tamworth. I've been in my own life, grown up playing sport here.
Yeah, sport. Now, you've played a few sports and successfully. What's been the main ones?
Of recent times with basketball and rugby, obviously, but yeah, from about 12 years old, I've played pretty much anything that I've had a go at representing me, so I've been very lucky in that aspect. But yeah, of recent times, basketball and rugby, so.
Where does that love of sport come from?
I don't know. I think I just started at such a young age, you know, probably 6 years old, going to school, playing sport, and I've just loved it ever since.
Now, Mum was a hockey player, I know that, because I used to coach her many years ago. Dad, much of a sportsman?
Yeah, I think Dad was a bit like me, kind of played a bit of everything, and, you know, did what he could, and, like, he did a lot of, like, school representation stuff, I know that, but, yeah, I think they both kind of played sport growing up, so I guess that's only natural for them to want us to play sport when we were young.
And now they're providing the support and, of course, all that transportation there, because you're here, there and everywhere. Now, you've just been to an Australian youth women's rugby training camp in Sydney. How was that?
An amazing experience. I was very shocked when I got the email to say that I'd been to West Sydney squad. We were very lucky, as you said earlier on, the women and the men are playing in the Sydney Sevens at the moment. Mm-hmm. So we got to actually see them train because they came out and played a few trial matches at the Sydney Academy in Maribyrnong. So yeah, we actually got to meet the team and watch them train and stuff like that. So that was an amazing experience, as I said, and I'm very, very fortunate to be able to serve, from that.
That spur you on even more? Do you want to be part of the green and gold and play for Australia?
Well, you see what they do and how hard they train, and you know that obviously you want to do your best, but yeah, definitely got to pick up my game a little bit and just keep having a crack, keep trying the hardest.
You're only 16, so...
Yeah.
And, of course, rugby sevens being an Olympic sport, that's even more of an enticer, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. As anyone who, comes to play sport at a high level, they strive to play at the elite. So it's definitely an aspiration and a dream, but like I said, I've got to keep working hard and say, I go first and, go from there.
Does that mean there's been a bit of a change in training and the regime because basketball is vastly different to rugby sevens?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, a lot different, especially with the setting of things, but I was lucky. I kind of had a bit of a background playing touch when I was younger. Yeah. And just different things you find are very similar, and different things obviously are completely,
The opposite end of the world. Now, you have been in Nice with basketball, so I should imagine that's helped you with the basketball. Are you going to continue with the basketball?
At this stage, because I am going into year 11 and I do need to choose one sport, I think I'm going to stick with rugby for the time being and see how I go with that, just because it all gets a bit too busy if I try and do everything. So, yeah. Is it rugby for the time being?
Is it a possibility you might get a call up to the UNE Lions as well?
Oh, look, anything. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't even really thought about that. I did do a little bit of stuff with them last year as a development player because I was so young. So, it just depends, I guess, what they're looking for and what if I have what they want, I guess. But, I'll still probably go up there and have a bit of a train with them and stuff like that. Like I said, getting training anywhere with, high elite players.
Yep. Well, we wish you all the best. Yeah. I hope you realise those dreams and be put on the green and gold for Australian Rugby Sevens, and keep up the good work, and don't forget the schoolwork.
No, exactly. Education, as Dad says, is more important at this stage in my life, so no, I'll definitely try and manage both. But thank you for having me on this morning, Mark. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and all the best, Mia.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Mia O'Sullivan, a delightful young girl from Tamworth who hopefully is going to bigger and better things in the world of rugby sevens.